What makes a story a story? What matters to the human heart? These are two questions that both of my writing teachers have asked. And you know what? I think the second is the answer to the first. But how do the different medias of story do this? Welcome to Bantam Audiobooks. I'm Mark, and today we're going to be looking at how short stories and novels differ in how they answer both of those questions. So this is going to be a fun one. For me, mostly, because I've been thinking about this a lot. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten any good answers, and I'd love to hear your opinions. Feel free to tell me in whatever media you prefer, and you know how to get reach us. If not, well, I'll remind you at the end. So I expect this episode is going to be slightly shorter than normal, but I have a few cool things in the pipeline that I hope to hit the internet sometime this month. Until then, enjoy this one, this episode. I can't tell you what those are yet, but yeah. Okay. Now, I've been thinking about what is the key of a good story. A good short story, I should say. I don't think that I have one. I don't think there even is one. There probably are more than one, but there are some great things that can help. Yes, discussion on this can overlap with advice for novels, and it definitely will. But I think there are minor differences, and major differences, due to the change in length. I've written a few novels and short stories. I prefer the single focus of a short story over the multi-layered novel. Why? Well, just because the themes of the novel must be more subtle. I can't hit you upside the head with my theme the same way. There are themes and sub-themes, and possibly sub-themes in a novel. All these layers of theme arise from the layers of plot, and are very useful tools for the novelist. That's why novels are novel length. The author has decided that the story needs more depth than just a few pages. That's why Lord of the Rings is so great. Honestly, why most classic novels are. They say something that takes time and energy and a lot of time, both to read and write and edit. And yeah. On the other hand, short stories can, and often do, have one single theme. Think Telltale Heart, or, well, all of Poe's stories that I have read, and which are probably the most famous ones. There is so much power in this ability. All my best stories have been like this. One thread of narrative, even one emotion. This is the strength. This is where you look. Short stories move the reader quickly. Novels, quietly. Yes, I get it. Some novels do move feeling the same way a short story would, or vice versa. But this is more likely the skill of the author. Writing is hard, and one can grow in it. Personally, I like novels because they tend to say important things. Short stories, because they say one thing, hopefully well. Leading to an observation I made a few weeks ago. So, I can write a novel, but I'm unable to write a novel about emotion I'm feeling now. It'll run its course, so I'll need to simulate it in my mind. But the raw, gritty emotional power is lost to a degree. And this loss is enough to change how I write about it. I can't read my novels and feel quite the same as I was feeling when I wrote it. I've had some of my short stories and felt my heart drop just as it had when I wrote it. Similar happens when I read other people's work. Other people I've asked have had similar experiences. Short stories are raw feeling, images of a bruised heart or feet churning and running in the clouds. Novels say why it's important. Read and understand what the writer felt. You know, I mostly have been thinking of this because I recently wrote a short story that very much encapsulates this. It's raw enough that, you know, I don't share it with many people. And I'm really questioning if I should, because on one hand, it explains a lot about who I am. And I don't necessarily want people to know all that. But at the same time, yeah, I kind of do. And that's probably a big struggle that I'm going to deal with forever, for as long as I write. And yeah, it's probably not technically perfect, and it probably can't be, but at the same time, it doesn't need to be, does it? I don't know. Yeah, so that wasn't planned. Thank you for listening. This has been the Band of Audiobooks podcast. You can find us on Facebook at the Band of Audiobooks, and you can email us bandofaudiobooks@gmail.com. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Player FM, not on iTunes because Apple is being annoying. Yeah, and if you prefer to listen to someplace to things someplace else and we're not there, give me a holler. I'll see what I can do. Thanks for listening, and have a great month.